you're thinking. You've got to decide. Let us help you choose. Listen to Career Talk and get the ins and outs, ups and downs of professions and industries.
Welcome to Career Talk. This week, we explore the Graduate Work Experience Program, an initiative of the National Youth Service, NYS. I'm Kadisha Watkiss.
David, turn on the TV now.
Sure.
You know, see me trying to make some calls. Have some respect, man.
Watch out now. You know, see me I try to relax myself. You think me I got kill up myself like you? Every day I get up, I look through newspaper for work. And I make a bag of call to people who not even going to look for your resume. You know, see people with work experience them want. You have experience?
Whatever. Just turn on the TV, man.
All 5 and 7 years experience them I ask for. Where me must get that from? I'm just left college. Yeah, hear me? Make me watch my TV.
You can't stay there, you know. After 3 years in a university, me no want just sit down, so. You're right, yes? It's experience them want. That is why I'm there on the phone and get in touch with National Youth Service. Me say them have a program for young people that just finished university and not working. If I were you, would I take up the phone and call them too? Work experience now we're just dropping a few up, so we have to go out there and get it.
Many college and university graduates are often faced with the difficulty of finding a job after graduation. One challenge which many graduates report is gaining work experience, especially the kind required to successfully navigate their chosen field. It's a problem which the Ministry of Youth and Culture has sought to address with the Graduate Work Experience Program offered through the National Youth Service, NYS. The program was launched a year ago to help college graduates increase their chances of finding employment.
Boy, not even sound like nobody can answer this phone. Yeah.
National Youth Service, good afternoon.
Good afternoon. I'm calling to find out about your graduate work experience program.
Sure, please hold for transfer.
Thank you.
NYS, good afternoon. How may I help you?
Good afternoon. I'm calling to find out about your graduate work experience program. I was transferred by another representative.
Okay, I'd be happy to help you. May I have your name, please?
Thank you. It's Melissa.
Okay, Melissa. Let me give you some basic information that will tell you how to apply.
Thank you.
The first thing you need to know, Melissa, the Graduate Work Experience Program is only for persons who have graduated from tertiary institutions. That means you must have a first degree or an associate degree or have received training and certification from a specialized institution.
Well, I do have a first degree. I graduated from NC about 3 months now.
Okay, good. The second thing, Melissa, is that we target graduates who are up to 24 years old and are not working. We provide the opportunity to gain work experience for 6 months. We are especially looking for those persons with little or no work experience.
Okay, that sounds good.
The application form is on our website and you need to take that in with copies of your birth certificate, TRN, a valid ID, one passport size picture and your degree or transcript or the status letter. Did you get all of that? Or would you like me to repeat?
No, you can continue. I wrote them all down.
Okay. The application period is now open. You also need to know that there are several steps to the program. This includes your application, after which screening takes place. And if you pass that screening, then you are called in for an interview.
By participating in this program, you can expect to gain enhanced personal and professional development and increased confidence to pursue the career of your choice. To find out more, call the National Youth Service Head Office at 754-981-628 or visit a parish office near you. You may also visit their website at nysjamaica.org. That's it for this week's edition of Career Talk. With Studio Engineer Andre Sawyers, I'm Kadisha Watkiss. Until next time, take good care.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.